The countdown to back to school time is ticking away, and every day it seems there are new plans or new tweaks to how schools and universities plan to handle classes in a pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and the University of Michigan announced its back-to-school plan a few weeks ago, but not everyone is happy with it, including a group of University of Michigan professors who've been staging protests this week so their voices are heard. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is one of those voices, U of M professor Kentaro Toyami. Thanks for joining us here on WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. It's good to be here.
So tell me about these protests you've been staging this week.
We are protesting the university administration's lack of willingness to reconsider, really, first of all, reopening, but also all of their health protocols for trying to keep us safe. We believe that those health protocols are not sufficient by a large margin.
So far, the plan is in-person and remote classes, mandatory mask wearing, and asking students to quarantine for 2 weeks before coming back to campus. And as you put it, you have no confidence in that plan?
I think those are all good elements. And, you know, in some sense, they're the bare minimum for what we should be doing. If you get into details of their, for example, testing plans, it turns out that the university doesn't have the capacity to do more than something like 10,000 tests a week. And of course, some of those are used for the community at large at our medical school. And what we've been hearing routinely from the administration is that, you know, they know that they could be doing more in some theoretical way, but that practically they can't. We feel that if we knew that from the beginning, which we did, that we probably shouldn't have reopened at all.
So what are you asking for? What do you want to happen?
We're asking for several things. The first is that that any instructional staff be allowed to opt out of in-person teaching if they wish. I personally am willing to teach in person, but I think that the current university policy, which effectively coerces some number of faculty, lecturers, and graduate students, and staff as well in-person interactions, is problematic. We're asking for far greater health protocols with respect to testing, contact tracing, and so on, assuming, of course, that we continue on this path that seems, you know, more and more ill-advised to be open to in-residence instruction. And finally, we're asking for far more transparency from the administration with respect to the models that it uses to decide these things, you know, how it's going to decide when to close campus, should there be a significant outbreak, and so on.
University of Michigan President Dr. Mark Schlissel is a doctor, a physician, and a PhD, and I believe
he's very happy to remind us of every time he gets.
Well, infectious diseases is one of his specialties. So to some people, it might seem that he put a lot of thought and effort into this, and you're not satisfied with that. You don't think it's well-informed?
There's no doubt that the, you know, what we think is propaganda that the administration releases makes it seem as if they put a lot of thought into things. But, you know, I have heard from faculty at the School of Public Health that many of them, you know, the faculty there are not convinced of our plans. I've heard that the various committees that the president puts together often exclude the very members who are likely to, you know, speak up and make an issue of some of the points. So to me, the feeling is that the decision was made in probably May or June to go for in-residence instruction, and they have committed to it despite the fact that the situation in the United States has changed dramatically since then.
What would be their motive?
That's a good question. Again, because there's, you know, no transparency on these issues, we don't really know. But I think, you know, when you don't have information, you start, you know, thinking about what the explanations might be. An obvious one, I think, is financial. If we only had online classes, I think, you know, there's a real case that the students can make that they should have a discount on tuition, which I completely understand. And also, you know, there would be a lot of income that we'd lose through the fact that our dorms would be closed and that dining halls would not be open and so on. I think another one potentially is political. The chair of our regents is a man who supports Donald Trump. And right around the time that this decision happened was exactly, you know, coincided when Trump was really kind of pushing schools to reopen and so forth. Other than that, it's kind of hard to tell. Certainly, I, you know, sympathize with students who want to come back to campus. You know, I understand exactly what they're going through. But even among students, I don't expect that many students would say, you know, I'm so interested in in-person instruction that I'm willing to, you know, endanger the lives of my instructors.
So you've been protesting for 3 days on the campus outside the president's office and marching to his house, I understand. Have you had any response from university administration?
So far, we have heard nothing from the administration in response to the protests. We have gotten responses from some of the petitions that we have signed and sent up to him, but mostly those responses basically repeat everything they've been saying, which, again, we feel is woefully insufficient.
Is there an active petition drive right now?
That's a great question. We are actually thinking about what the next action would be. We'll still see what might follow.
And you also have been joined by some just non-university people in your protest as well, some city residents who are concerned about the university reopening for some in-person classes?
Yes, I saw a petition by Ann Arbor residents that looked like it had received 600 or 700 signatures. Basically, they're concerned. I mean, that's also understandable. I'm also an Ann Arbor resident. You know, we are bringing back tens of thousands of young adults whom we know are often asymptomatic but transmitters of coronavirus to the city that is only about 100,000 in total population. So certainly, I think residents have reason to be concerned.
Does the just-announced Washtenaw County Public Health Plan to limit outdoor gatherings to no more than 25 people give you any confidence?
I think that's certainly helpful, and we'd like to see more of that. We're actually, one of the residents that I'm in touch with is actually in communication with the Washtenaw County Health Department. Apparently, you know, they have the right to shut the university down if there's a major health concern. From what we understand so far, they have neither models nor have heard the university's models for understanding how they're modeling the potential spread of the disease.
So ideally, what would you like to happen next?
That is a great question. I think it's very difficult. I mean, in some ways, you know, we're getting to a point where it's very late to, you know, undo decisions. I sympathize with any students who, you know, have recently come to Ann Arbor and who are just settling in. You know, I took a lot of stock in MSU's decision, Michigan State University's decision, just earlier this week to go to almost all fully online instruction. And that was despite their plans initially to have some portion of it to be in person. And I think that was the responsible thing to do. But short of that, I would say, again, this university has incredible resources. It could be doing much, much more to test people more frequently and to ensure that the virus is contained and that the outbreaks are detected as soon as possible.
University of Michigan Professor Kentaro Toyama, thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU, and stay in touch and keep us apprised of your efforts, and we'll just have to see how it goes, right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.